Welcome to the Rogue Preparedness Podcast. Now, here's your host, founder and CEO of Rogue Preparedness, Morgan.
Hi, everyone. Morgan here, and welcome to the Rogue Preparedness Podcast. Okay, boy, today we've got an exciting episode, something that I am very familiar with, and I got some tips and tricks about off-grid water usage. Not so much storage, though we might talk about that a little bit, but I want to talk about, let's say there's no electricity, no water running, anything like that. So how do you do basic chores and how do you use the water that you've stored or need to haul or whatever the case, right? So let's get started. First of all, I want to mention we live off-grid. So if you don't know this already, we live 100% off-grid. We haul all of our own water. We have a system in which we have a pump. So we have, you know, just because we're off-grid, we actually have our own energy needs and, you know, all that. So we actually have a pump. The pump pumps the water out of a 55-gallon drum. It pumps it out of the water and into pipes, and then we use it from our faucet. And we only have a pipe to our faucet right now, but, you know, we could pipe it anywhere else. But that is how we have our off-grid water set up. It's not even from a well. We actually fill, we manually fill the 55-gallon drum with water. So we go out, we collect the water, we come back, we fill that 55-gallon drum with water. And then we just pump from that 55-gallon drum, and then we just refill that 55-gallon drum, and then refill the, like, 7-gallon containers that we have whenever we go out and collect water. Okay, so when we do that, so that's how we have our water set up. Now, in saying that, if you don't have any type of system like that, let's say you have a system that pipes, you know, directly into city water or pipes directly to your well. If it pipes directly to city water, your water will be okay for a good few days after a lights out situation. It's not going to be forever, and it really varies from place to place. But, you know, it really depends on the extreme, you know, and on the type of emergency or disaster, you know, if water is going to be running through the pipes. Now, so let's say that it has stopped running after 3 days, so you don't have any more water coming from the sink. Now you have to find some way to haul water. Hopefully you have thought about this. Where are you going to haul water from? How are you going to haul it? And then how are you going to store it and use it in your house? One way that I suggest is getting either the 7-gallon totes, it's Self-Reliance, I think the brand is called. They're from Walmart. They're like $15 for a 7-gallon blue tote. It's those little blue 7-gallon totes. Those are nice. We have a lot of those. You can also get Wolverine Tough. I love those Wolverine Tough bags because they're collapsible. So they're super easy to transport when they have no water in them. And they're also really easy to transport when they have water in them. I feel like they're just easier to use in general than the big bulky blue containers, in my opinion. I love Wolverine Tough. So if you actually go to my YouTube, I have a couple videos about Wolverine Tough on my YouTube. Really great product. Highly recommend. But anyway, as far as that goes, you will go fill up your water wherever. If you need to purify it first. And then you can use it. Now, here's the thing. If you need to use that water, so let's say you can purify between one bucket to another. Like, let's say you're going to purify, you have like a pump purifier, right? A little pump purification system. You're going to pump the 7 gallons of dirty water. And then as you pump it, you're going to be pumping the clean water into another 7-gallon water container. So you have one full, one empty. This is just an example. So you're going to fill one into the other, and then you're going to do that as many times as you need to purify it. You could also purify it in a Berkey or however you want to do it. So, you know, boil it, whatever's going to be good to you, okay? So you're going to do that, and then what I would do is I would actually take that 7-gallon container and put it on your sink and then use that to do the dishes, to wash your hands, any of that kind of thing. So basically, you're just going to have that 7-gallon container up on your counter, And then you're just going to open it, use it, close it when you're done. And, you know, you could use that for washing dishes. You would use that for washing your hands, that kind of hygiene. Now, when it comes to showers might be a little more complicated. What we do, this is what we actually do currently, is we have to boil a bunch of water and then we put it in one of those solar shower bags, and then it gravity feeds down on top of us from those bags. We open the water, we rinse ourselves, and then we'll close the water, we'll soap ourselves up, and then we'll open the water again and then rinse ourselves off, and that's our shower. Super quick. We do that to our kids and for us. You know, most people, when they take a shower, they just leave the shower running. That's not what we do. We still have to conserve water, especially because it's not just easily flowing from a faucet. I think even if, you know, you have a well, that might be a good thing to do, especially if you have a pump and no alternative energy for that pump. But that's, I'll talk about that in just a minute. But for the shower, you know, you do that and you may just be taking less showers. In between showers, you could have baby wipes or any other type of hygiene sanitary wipes that you could wipe yourself down with. Those might be nice. You can also make your own. You can put soap on a towel. There's no rinse shampoos, no rinse body washes. You just buy it from Amazon. It's just called No Rinse Shampoo or No Rinse Body Washes. Those are amazing. I love those. Those are actually my super favorite. You just put that on a washcloth, wash yourself down. You don't even have to use water. No water needed to rinse off. That's it. And you can do that in between showers. Or you don't even have to take a shower. I've heard that some people exclusively use those no rinse shampoos and no rinse body washes. So that's something to consider. You know, in an emergency, you may not even want to use water for showers. It's a lot of water. You know, we were using about 10 or 15 gallons, you know, to do showers for all four of us. So, you know, that's quite a bit of water. And, so yeah, it's just something to consider. And then when it comes to doing dishes, here's a couple ideas. First, just do the dishes as you normally would. You know, as you use them, wash them, basically. You could also just give them like a quick wipe down, you know, like if it wasn't really greasy, you know, like maybe you just boiled some pasta in it or something. You know, if it wasn't super dirty, you could just take like a paper towel or a washcloth or something, you know, with soap and water, and then just wipe it down real quick. If it wasn't something any really gross, you know, there are also, you know, just basic wipes that you could use on it. And then, you know, instead of actually doing the dishes, you know, you could reduce the amount of dishes you use by using paper plates. And in an emergency or disaster, paper plates and plastic utensils and things might really come in handy. I mean, it might be the difference between using a bunch of water and saving water, you know, these kinds of things. Because you can burn that paper plate, you know, like you don't have to throw it away. You could potentially burn it. And, you know, like, especially if you have like a wood stove, or if you want to go outside and burn it in your burn barrel or something, you can burn that stuff. So I think that's definitely an advantage. But of course, if your only option is to discard it in the garbage, of course, that's an option. But that saves on water is the thing. And in an emergency or disaster, saving your water and conserving it any way you can makes a big difference. Big, big, big. Okay. And so just think about that. You know, I don't think paper plates are a luxury at all. If you can afford just like a, you know, stack of paper plates, just put them away for that emergency. You know, obviously you're not using them every single day, but for that emergency or off grid or whatever, you might be using it. Now, we use regular plates. You know, we just wash our plates and things like that, even with hauling water. Personally, I'd rather be doing that for our everyday needs, because we're not in an emergency situation. You know, this is our everyday life, and it's okay for us. It works for us because we can just go haul water. We're in a situation in which we have water abundant, even in the winter. We have a natural spring that's right behind us that even in, it never freezes, so we can just go there and collect water. It's not a big deal for us. But so one of the things that, you know, so that's just something you got to think about is the dishes. You know, that can be a real water suck. So just think about those options and just consider, you know, what's going to be, you know, important to you. Whenever I do the dishes, to help to conserve water is I will rinse the dish and then I'll turn the water off and then I'll soap it up. Maybe I'll, you know, and then I'll do a couple dishes, but usually I just do one dish at a time and I'll turn the water on, rinse it off, turn the water off. So the water's always off whenever I am not using it. So, you know, like if I'm not rinsing a plate or I'm not washing my hands, if I'm not doing something with that water actively, then it's off. And I will just try to quickly, you know, I'll use plenty of soap, but I will try to quickly, you know, get it rinsed as, you know, quick as possible. If it's like a sink full of dishes, we could use 5 gallons of water easily. So, you know, again, something to keep in mind. It's you know, it sounds like only 5 gallons. When it's not coming through the faucet just freely, 5 gallons is a lot. You know, this stuff really adds up very quickly. And then, so as far as other chores go, laundry. Laundry is a really big one. How are you going to do laundry? So a couple ideas here. First of all, if you have a bathtub, that is like the pristine place to do laundry. You can fill the bathtub up. You don't have to fill it up all the way. Even just a little bit of water and do like a few clothes at a time or something. And you can fill it with water and then put the laundry detergent in it. Just a little bit of laundry detergent. It'll go a really long way. Trust me. And then you can wash your dishes. I'm still on dishes. I'm actually looking at my dirty dishes right now. you want to wash your clothes and then you need to hang them. Especially if it's like an off-grid lights out situation, you want to hang your clothes. So you can get a line. If you have a wood stove, you can put a line around your wood stove. If you have just a bathroom, you can put, you know, hang a line all around your bathroom and then hang your clothes there. Hang your clothes wherever you can. The bathroom's going to be just good though because it's the bathroom. And so make sure that you wring out the clothes as best as you can. I actually have a wringer. It's like an actual clothes wringer and it's like life. It's like black and white difference. Okay. It's like a life changer is what I was going to say. It really is when it comes to doing hand laundry. If you can afford a wringer, I think ours was like $100. It was a big investment, but it is a game changer when it comes to doing laundry on your own. Okay. And you just wring the water back into that system. And then if it gets too dirty or yucky, you can either add water or empty the water. Now, another method you could do is 5 gallon buckets with a plunger or just 5 gallon buckets with a washboard. I use a washboard method. You can use a plunger. You can also get like an old bathtub and put it outside and then get the kids and you to like stomp on it and stuff like that. That could be really fun. You know, so yeah, you don't have to use a ton of water with laundry either. I think I've used max 5 gallons, and that was a lot of laundry that I had to do. And you don't need a ton of soap. A little bit goes a long way. So you will need the water to wash it, and then you'll need the water to rinse it. So you wash it, rinse it, and then you wring it out and dry it, hang dry it. So that's another way. There is... there are some off-grid laundry machines. There's one that I think there's a couple that run on gas, but there's also a couple that you can manually do. And then there's another off-grid washer that like you actually add the water to like a 5 gallon bucket or something, and then you hook it up to that bucket and then it'll just take the water from there. So you control how much water is being used. But then the washer does all the work for you and whatever. So there are those off-grid laundry washers. You know, they can cost anywhere from like $300 to $500, just depending on what you want. Not a bad investment, if you ask me. But yeah, I think drying will probably be the biggest hurdle. I think washing clothes, you know, even if you have a sink, you could wash a couple of clothes, you know, with just a little bit of water. I think if you do it more consistently, instead of doing it all in one big batches all the time, it'll be a lot less overload. So, you know, you get a few clothes, you know, built up, and then you do a little bit and then you hang it and it's just a little bit at a time. It's better than doing it like big batches all at once. But yeah, and then so there's lots of all these different options. But I think the biggest thing we have to consider is just how, you know, keeping an eye on how much we're using. If anything, I would start collecting those water containers, even if you don't haul water right now, or even if you don't want to, you know, fill those water containers with water right now, though it's a good idea. You have the containers, go ahead and just fill it with water. But you can get those water containers and just have them for if you ever have to haul water. And then know where you could haul water from. If you're in the city, you could get like a Silcot key. And, you know, in an emergency, of course, only use the Silcot key in an emergency. But and then go to the side of a building and use the water from the side of the building. You know, and just have those containers. So, you know, again, if you ever have to fill them up, just fill it up from those sides of the buildings and, you know, haul it back. But you may also want the water purification options. I have plenty of options available. I have blog posts on my website that talk about purification options. And that's essentially it. That's how we take care of those basic needs. You may also want to consider like starting to make your own soaps and even make your own like shampoo soaps, like bars of shampoo. Although I would be very careful with those because those do take a lot of water to get out of your hair and to actually get it sudsy. I've experimented with those bar shampoos, the shampoo bars or whatever. And I think it's a fantastic concept, but it does take a little bit of water, quite a bit of water to actually get your hair nice and soaked. Like the way that you do it is you have to get your hair super soaked and then you lather up the soap in your hair and then you have to really rinse it out. Like it takes a lot of water to rinse it out. So just keep that in mind. There's also, I actually do want to mention one more shower thing. It's called the Hydro Blue, and you just, it's this pressurized system. It's basically just a little container and it's this pressurized system. You pump it up and then it has a little shower attachment. So you just turn on the little shower nozzle and you shower yourself. And there you go. You could put like the warm water inside that little container. It's called the Hydro Blue. I have a review up on my YouTube. If you just go to youtube.com and then just search Rogue Preparedness Hydro Blue. It's Hydro B-L-U. You can see the review of that, but I think that's a really cool system too, because it's pressurized. You just pump it up and then you can just take a shower like that. It's pretty neat. Yeah. So, you know, that's basic chores, you know, and using water. You're just going to have to learn to conserve that water. When you are not using it directly, turn it off. And again, in general, you're just going to have to try to conserve the water for, you know, meals and drinking and your coffee and whatever else. Just be prepared with plenty of water. Start storing water. Start understanding where you could haul water from. And when the lights go out, fill every single container, every sink, every tub with water. Get, if you have a water heater, like a traditional water heater instead of a traditional, I say traditional, just a water heater that actually holds water instead of a tankless. If you have just a regular, you know, old-fashioned water heater that holds the water, you can get water from that. I have a YouTube about that as well. And that's, yeah, just start figuring out water. How much water you use every day and how could you use that water differently in an emergency or disaster? I'm not saying you have to change your habits now, but start thinking about it. How could I change my habits? And how could I set up a little system? Or, you know, what kind of purification methods might I need? And look into your everyday habits. And how would you have to conserve or change your habits in emergency or disaster? Thank you all so much for listening. If you have any other questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can find me at roguepreparedness.com, youtube.com, just search Rogue Preparedness. And I'm also on Instagram, instagram.com/roguepreparedness. And you can always contact me via email, morgan@roguepreparedness.com. Thank you all so much for listening. Conquer tomorrow by preparing today. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Rogue Preparedness Podcast. Ask questions, never stop learning, and stay prepared. Conquer tomorrow by preparing today. See you next week.